Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Both are car related, and one happened like a week or so ago when we were going to a friend's house for a barbecue. I wear prescription glasses for when I drive, sunglasses, regular glasses, distance things, so I can see without them, but I'll take them with me when my wife drives. She was driving this particular day, so I took them with me. We're loading up the car. I put the glasses in their cases on top of the passenger side of her vehicle. I said, I'm going to remember those. And we live on a main road. We pull off onto the main road. We hear, and we're like, what the hell is that?
No.
And I'm like, whatever. It's maybe just something just shifted in the back. And about 5 seconds later, I go, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, crap. Oh, crap. Oh, crap. Except I was saying more expletive stuff. And I'm like, pull over, pull over, pull over. And obviously it was the glasses that had slid off the top of her vehicle into the main road, lots of traffic. And I go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I get out of the car right away. I go take a look. I find the two lenses from my sunglasses on the street right there. And the case off to the side, the frames are gone. Then I see, yeah, they're gone. They've been smashed. So there's just two lenses left and the mangled case. So I'm like, great. Okay, so that's about the $300-$400 right there. That's good.
And you have no time to dive in front of the truck and get it and pull it back.
There's nothing. So then, then there's my regular glasses, Roger. Those were just my sunglasses. My regular glasses, which are in a harder case, they looked untouched in the middle of the street there. I said, you know, once this pickup truck comes by, I'm going to go grab those from the middle of the street. So as I'm ready to make my way toward the glasses after the truck passed, it kind of shifts like just to the right of the lane to where the cases, the glass cases are, and it goes right over it. It's like when it was like a slow motion TV movement. Yeah.
Sure.
No. It was totally that moment. How the glasses survived, kind of, just like one of the arms on the glasses were broken. So they were semi-savable. The embarrassing moment that then came from that, of course, that's embarrassing in itself, and it costs hundreds of dollars to replace those glasses. I said, I don't know what's more embarrassing, that and something which I didn't tell anybody until the guys yesterday. Like, my wife doesn't even know. A few years ago, I had gone to get some groceries. Now, we live in a co-op, and everybody's got their own parking spaces. But I pulled, which is closer to our front door. It's like right in front of our front door, still within the unit. And this is about, I don't know, 6-7 o'clock at night. And I undo the packages there. I got them all in one shot up to the apartment. And, you know, get up for work early for the morning show. About 4 o'clock in the morning or so, I go, where's my car keys?
Oh.
So strange. Oh, I left the car running for about 8 hours. Right in front. Right in front. For about 8 hours. And my car running in front of our door.
6 or 7 o'clock at night till 4 in the morning, it sat there and ran.
And ran. And was still running.
Were the doors wide open?
One door was kind of open.
But aren't you happy nothing happened. Like, that's a good thing.
Yeah. There's a couple of things. It could be that car could have been gone easily.
Absolutely.
Easily. Yeah. Now, our unit is close enough to the street where somebody walking on the sidewalk can come by and easily take that car.
You live in a good place. Or there's, it's a good area, right?
And also, I guess nobody leaves their apartments between 7 and 4 o'clock in the morning, where they would go, "Hey, your car's been on."
Well, how would they know it's yours, though? Would they know it's yours?
Well, I mean, I live there, so any of my neighbors, I would think, would know. At least our downstairs neighbors would definitely know that that's my car, and it's been running at that point for for, you know, maybe even 2 or 3 hours.
Isn't that funny? I don't know why I'm laughing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
bad was your butt just clenched? Like, you were just
was,
like, what?
I didn't have my car keys attached to my house key, so it's a separate key. So I'm like, I got my house. Where the hell did I leave my thing? I'm like, oh my God. I didn't do it, did I? Did I do it?
So you went on the morning.
God, there it is. Yeah.
And you find it at 4 in the morning, and you come to work, and you don't tell us.
No, this is about 4 or 5 years ago, so I didn't mention this.
You've held it that close
since?
I've held it because, again... I'm telling you secrets. They're going to your grave.
Well, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
And, you know, because, again, I hold myself to this responsible, focused level in a good majority of my life here. And that, both of those things there, especially leaving your car running for 8 hours, is not in that demo, so to speak.
You didn't tell your wife when you got home?
No. Still haven't told her. No. So unless she heard...
Is there a need to? I don't know.
There's not.
I mean, there wasn't a need at all.
Well, by the end of the day, did you forget to tell her literally and honestly? Or did you like, you know what? I'm not going to tell her because it's
when
only
it happened
gonna,
or yesterday?
She's only going to tell. No, when it happened.
There was no need to mention
this. She's just going to tell me I'm stupid.
Were you hiding it from her on purpose, or did you
Again.
That's what I'm getting
again.
At. Yeah.
Of course.
I don't know if that's different than just forgetting and like not worrying about telling her.
If I forget to lock the door at night or something like that, I'll hear about it.
Yeah, well, you'll never forget.
You know, you forgot to lock the door last. Okay, well, it happens.
Okay, so then is there any possible, there's no way for her to find out unless one of the neighbors did see it and didn't tell you and then somehow says, oh my gosh, you know, how long was your car running the other day? And then she'd be like, what?
Right.
Would any of your neighbors say anything like that? Is there any way for her to find out?
There would definitely be a couple neighbors who would, at the very least, knock on her door and say, hey, your car's been running for hours.
No, I mean, but would anybody say something to her? I'm just trying to figure out if she would ever
It would have happened at this point. It's been 4 or 5 years, but just that whole stupid glasses story where, again, you know, it's frustrating you that it's costing you hundreds of dollars. And then there's that. And then it also came up that I don't know how to drive stick. So it's all car related. So there's that too. So these are all embarrassing car related things.
What is happening, Brett? I don't even know who you are anymore.
Well, yeah. So that's why, and that's why I didn't, haven't shared it until now.
Yeah.
I just figure, you know what? The glasses thing, it's a fixable thing. Mm. It's a silly thing that everybody could do. Leaving your car running.
Tell yourself that right now.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm trying to really hype myself up.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah. Idiots.
It could happen to anyone. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but you know what, though, Brett? Even more so, it could happen to anyone, but not, and I mean this sincerely, but not you. Like, it just feels weird that it's happened to you. It feels really
correct.
Weird.
And now, you know, again,
because he is focused and he is detail oriented.
That's just not him. He's not going to be
the glasses would be for a forgetful person who's done it 10 times, you know, whatever. That's not you.
And I even said to myself,
leaving your car running is so unlike you.
It is.
Oh,
leaving your
God.
Keys, like you didn't, when you went in the house, you didn't need your keys to get to
didn't
the door.
Didn't need your keys. I had my separate thing. And this was a 2005 Civic. So it's a regular, regular keys in the car.
Fancy push button start stuff?
No. So those keys are sitting right there, and my house keys are on a separate chain there, and that's how that stupidity happens.
The thing is, I think you did what most guys, and maybe wives would do, or women would do as well with their spouse or significant other, is if there's no reason to bring it up, you're not lying because you're not saying anything, but you're is it quote lying by omission, or is it? It's not lying. It's not that he didn't tell any untruths or anything, but it's like leaving out facts about what happened in your day just because you probably don't want either conflict or to be told you're stupid.
Right.
Or
right.
Whatever it is. And on both sides of this, it's not just guys with wives. Yeah. It could be the other way around, too, where you just don't want to hear it.
It was resolved. Obviously, the car was there. It's running. Thank God. But it easily could have been. I mean, I'm worried about a few hundred dollars for glasses here. That would have been, a few thousand dollars for a new car plus a police report and all that kind of stuff. So thankfully, in my head, it was resolved. Mm-hmm. And, who wants to look stupid?
No harm, no foul in a way.
Who wants to look
stupid?
Except
for the gas burned and the environment ruined.
Exactly. Well, I apologize.
I do apologize for that.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I kind of know it's
now you know who's
been a while.
Responsible for climate change.
But I think you are it. You're the reason it's raining like mad here.
At least on Long Island. I apologize.
No, it's affecting everywhere. You
are why it's 117 in Vegas.
You ruined it all. Those wildfires, brush fires in Oregon right now, you...
I'm sorry. This is why I didn't want to say anything.
Shame.
That's right.
But here, I know, it's been a while, but I mean, was there any time where you, like... woke up at 3 and sweated. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing about any of that that made you feel like something was off at all? Like, at all?
No.
That's completely oblivious to it.
Completely oblivious.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And again, not me. And that's why, again, I haven't said anything. And then those are two embarrassing moments, both related to a car.
Yeah.
And then the third one, which can kind of be considered embarrassing, about not driving a stick, which I know you do, Monica.
Every day of my life.
Yeah.
The only thing I'll drive. Automatics weird me out.
Because we had talked about, I don't think we talked about it here yesterday. They freaked you out. Why?
I'm not doing anything, and the car's just going. If I take my foot off the brake, the car will just go on its own. No, I don't like that. I need to be in control. I need the control. No.
So, what is this? How you keep your legs in shape driving a stick? Like the clutch and the whole thing?
Like, I don't know. I just want to be the one
in control. That's part of your exercise every day?
Like, I'm telling the car what to do. The car isn't telling me what to do. Like, that's weird to me. If I have a rental or something, and then I'll get in it. And then, like, the car, it's so foreign to me. If I don't have my foot on the gas, it just moves. What is that? No.
Well, that's why your foot's on the brake.
Or just, I can sit in my car and have my feet on nothing. Like, if I'm at a stoplight, my feet are on nothing.
Right. Well, don't be on a hill, then.
Well, I mean,
what do you do if you're on a hill?
I'm in Florida, so there's very...
Well, even a slide, you'll start moving.
Yeah, I can handle that. My foot will be on the brake, and then I just when I put it in first and go. Like, I'm not worried about that. I just feel like I have more control. That's me controlling the car, not just I'll forget and take my foot off the brake. Whoa, wait, where are we going? I don't like it. Stick on.
Well, that came up because a lot of people, I guess, like hardly anybody anymore, like 18% of people or something, it said, know how to drive a stick. So you are a rare person at this point. Everybody drives automatic.
Everybody
right?
should learn. I mean, they don't in have quotes. To drive it, but they should. Yeah. I think they should know how to drive a stick.
Like I learned when I was a kid. I haven't driven a stick in a long time. But if I got in a car, I could drive it. Now you just got to get used to the play and the clutch and then a couple quick shots, and then you should be good to go.
What do you guys basic do? Idea. How boring is it driving? You're just sitting
Not
there.
Not at all.
Like, I need to be doing, like, you're at least I'm, you know, first, second, and if I'm slowing down. And
you're doing some work.
Yeah, why you guys are just sitting there, like, do-do-do-do-do-do.
No wonder you don't answer texts while you're in the car. No, you don't have any hands free.
That ain't happening. I don't mind eating in the car sometimes. It's a challenge, and I like it, but I'm not answering texts.
What do you, first gear, second gear, third gear, fourth, cruising, take a bite of Taco Bell, put it down, downshift to second gear, into light. Third gear, fourth gear, second bite of Taco Bell.
a true stick professional knows what really he or she is doing. Trust me, it's easy.
Now, when I was like 17 or 18 and working at Blockbuster, I had a guy I worked with who had a stick, and he taught me like on break or something like that. So yeah, I'll teach you. So we went like through the back streets of the Blockbuster, and it was...
that noise.
The worst when you pop a clutch and the car stalls, you feel like such an idiot, and you feel like everybody's watching you.
It felt like I was in it. You know, when you're in a dream and you can't run or you can't do what you're saying. I can run. I need to run fast now. Yeah. I need to go now, and you can't do it.
Yeah.
That's what I felt. I'm like, I know. Okay, I want to drive. I'm hitting the gas. I can't do it. And okay, it's not. I'm not going to where I need to go.
But once you do it like a dream. Lot, you can do it.
Yeah, like nothing.
I don't even think about it. It doesn't even cross my mind. I'm slowing down, downshift.
Yeah, but when you're stuck in traffic, it sucks, doesn't it?
It's the worst thing. Howard Franklin Bridge in is what I'm fortunate that I don't do rush hour every day.
Yeah.
Because it's a rare thing if I'm in rush hour. But Howard Franklin Bridge backup sometimes is terrifying because not only am I on a bridge, like, going really slow or stopped, but then I have to put it in gear. My leg gets really sore. And then go a little bit, and then whatever it is. But I mean, how often does that happen for me?
I guess it's
a pain in the ass.
Hey, Robert's on line two. Hey, Robert.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's going on, buddy?
Been better.
Hey, Brett, I love your contributions to the show, Brett. I got to relay a quick story, man. A few years ago, we had the hurricane that skirted Tampa. Mm-hmm. So my neighbors down the street invited us to come over to their house and hang out with them. So we didn't drive the car. We left it in the garage. I had a Prius. So Priuses, you know, they're half electric, hybrid. And when they're sitting stationary, you can't hear them. And evidently, I forgot to press the button to turn it off. So the car's in the garage, with the garage down. We go, the next morning we come home, we left the dog at the house. And I open the garage door the next morning and realize the car is running in the garage. So I'm thinking, I'm going to walk into this house and this dog's going to be dead of, you know, toxic fumes or whatever. Luckily, he was fine. It worked out, but I didn't tell anybody because I was just too ashamed, man. It was like, you know.
Wait, no, I don't know about it.
You almost killed the dog.
Yeah.
Could you smell the fumes in the house anyway? It just was light, or did the car not really give off that much, so you were good?
Surprisingly not, but for those who don't have a Prius, the engine will kick on about every, I don't know, you know, 10 minutes if it's just sitting idle, and then it'll shut off, and then it starts to heat up, it'll turn on again. So there was definitely carbon dioxide blowing in there, you know,
like every 10
periodically
minutes.
For the whole night, but I'm not lucky.
Yeah, if you had a full gas car, that would have been probably way worse.
Yeah,
no kidding.
It would have been done.
I don't even want to think about it. But I didn't tell my wife.
You're right.
We won't either.
What is that? Yeah, why are you? Why I don't understand the shame. Like the it'd be like,
well, he's exaggerating.
Bummed. Like I'd be like, oh, that's sucky. But I don't know about.
Wait, he's not exaggerating. He said the dog in the car still or no?
No, he said it was in the house.
In the house, okay.
But, you know, listen, everybody does dumb things in front of people. If you do a dumb thing and there's nobody around, you're like, oh, you don't have to go around broadcasting, I guess is really what he's getting at.
Yeah.
You know, why go tell anybody? If no harm, no foul. Right?
Nobody saw. Just keep walking. Just keep going. Nobody saw.
Right.
Yep.
Because everybody does dumb stuff in front of people, so you almost get it like a free one. Get to put it away and not bring it up ever again.
Except when you bring it up on radio.
Yeah, except when you tell everybody in a different state. Like, now it's everywhere.
Well, let's tweet about it and send it to your wife. Oops.
You did what?
Nobody tell Brett's wife.
You idiot.
I don't even have the car anymore.
Wouldn't it be over. Wouldn't it be funny if you got in a fight about it now? You don't even have a car anymore. It was 5 years ago.
And she's making up for lost time busting my balls
every day. You how many times. You're so forgetful.
Remember, just like that time. Oh, God. I can't hear
you. Oh, and then those times come up. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
And this is why.
Yeah.
My point of view, guys, don't bring up things they don't have to. Hey, you have to also keep up your image as being, you know, a
responsible,
solid husband and person. And
that's the hardest hit. That's the hardest hit right there. I think more than anything.
Pride.
Yeah, that's a... I feel like part of me wishes you wouldn't have said anything because... I think that you changed people. Your people look at you differently now. Oh, that's just Brett. He's average. What? He's like everybody else. He's just like everybody else. Yeah.
And that's why now you know why I held on to it for so long. But I just figured that glasses story led into.
Yeah.
Both things ruin your brand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
There is a big old dent in your armor.
That's right.
That's it. All right, Roger JP. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. 800-771-1025 or 727-579.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.